undergo lava. It's pooled at the bottom of a cavernous chamber through which a long and winding footbridge snakes. The entire scene is comprised of thousands of little plastic building blocks. In a throne room, a Lego Man wizard wields a staff.
He is coming. Cover your butt.
Cover the what?
A towering figure with giant Lego block legs kicks the doors open.
Vitruvius!
Lord Business.
You've hidden the Kraggle well, old man. Robots, destroy him!
Yes, Lord Business.
Your robots are no match for a master builder, for I see everything.
He's shocked.
My eyes!
The Kraggle, the most powerful super weapon,
is mine.
He uncovers it.
Ah, the Kraggle!
Flames shoot from his headdress.
Now my evil power will be unlimited! Can you feel me?
I can feel you.
Woo! Nothing's gonna stop me now!
Wait. There was a prophecy.
Oh, now there's a prophecy.
About the piece of resistance.
Oh, yes. The supposed missing piece of resistance that can somehow magically disarm the Kraggle. Give me a break.
One day, a talented lasso fellow, a special one with face of yellow, will make the piece of resistance found from its hiding refuge underground. And with a noble army at the helm, this master builder will thwart the Kraggle and save the realm. And be the greatest, most interesting, most important person of all times. All this is true because it rhymes.
Oh, wow. That was a great, inspiring legend that you made up.
Business kicks Vitruvius off a ledge.
A special one?
What a bunch of hippy-dippy baloney.
8.5 years later, Emmett, a little plastic Lego man with a yellow face and immaculately coiffured brown hair, wakes up in bed. He smiles and throws off his duvet. He stops his alarm and gets up.
Good morning, apartment. Good morning, doorway. Morning, wall. Morning, ceiling. Good morning, floor. Ready to start the day.
Instruction books.
Ah, here it is. Instructions to fit in, have everybody like you, and always be happy. Step one, breathe.
He follows the diagram.
Okay, got that one down. Step two, greet the day, smile, and say, good morning, city!
The residents of the Lego City greet the new day.
Good morning, city!
Step three, exercise. Jumping jacks, hit 'em. One.
He jumps.
Two. Three. I am so pumped up! Step four, shower.
He does.
And always be sure to keep the soap out of your ass! Shave your face.
Brush your teeth.
Comb your hair.
Another instruction sheet.
Wear clothes. Oop, almost forgot that one. No, not that wrong. And that's it, check. Step nine. Eat a complete breakfast with all the special people in your life.
He's all alone.
Hey, Planty, what do you want to do this morning? Watch TV? Me too!
Hi, I'm President Business, president of the Octan Corporation and the world. Let's take extra care to follow the instructions or you'll be put to sleep. And don't forget Taco Tuesday's coming next week. That's the day every rule-following citizen gets a free taco and my love! Have a great day, everybody!
You have a great day too, President Business. Man, he's such a cool guy. I always want to hear more of what... Wait, did he say put to sleep?
Tonight on Where Are My Pants?
Honey, where are my pants?
A Lego man on TV has no trousers on.
What was I just thinking? I don't care. Step 11, greet your neighbors. Hey, Joe.
Hey, pal.
Oh, hey, Surfer Dave.
Hey, brah.
Oh, good morning, Sherry.
Hey, fella.
Oh, hey, Jasmine.
No.
Dexter.
No.
Angie.
No.
Loki.
No.
Bad Leroy.
No.
Fluffy.
No.
Fluffy Jr.
No.
Fluffy Sr.
No.
Jeff.
Meow.
Step 12, obey all traffic signs and regulations. Step 13, enjoy popular music.
Jump the charts again. Everything is awesome.
Oh, my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is awesome.
He drives through the bustling city. Public information billboards provide instructions on how to behave. Emmett follows them to the letter. He indicates.
Always use a turn signal. Park between the lines. Yes! Drop off dry cleaning before noon. Read the headlines. Don't forget to smile. Always root for the local sports team. Always return a compliment. Hey, you look nice.
So do you.
Drink overpriced coffee.
There you go. That's $37.
Awesome!
Workman on a building site.
Did you see Where Are My Pants last night,
buddy?
Emmett is amongst them.
Wow,
Classic episode.
A flashing sign reads, incoming instructions.
Instructions coming in from Central. Okay, it says here to take everything weird and blow it up.
A demolition crew destroys Lego buildings.
All right, go ahead. I make it look exactly like it does in the instructions. Hey, buddy, I need a 1x2 keyhole.
No problem, Michael.
Need a 2x2 macaroni over
two
here.
2x2 macaroni flying in. Here's one, Mel.
Look out, guys. Got a 1x1 with an indented stud on one side.
T-slopes! Come on, everybody!
Roger that, Roger.
Alive, coming at you.
Can I get a couple lorps over here?
Hey, thanks, Gail.
Hey, guys, watch me throw this down.
The workmen construct a replacement building. A banner with a picture of President Business says, I've got my eye on you. A surveillance camera watches the building site.
Have you
read the news?
Awesome.
Man, I feel so good right now. I can sing this song for hours.
5 hours later.
Everything is awesome.
The working day is drawing to a close. Tall Lego skyscrapers are brought down by a wrecking crew. The workmen high five.
Sports bar after work tonight. Who wants to eat some delicious chicken wings and get crazy?
Chicken wings? I love chicken
wings. Hey, who wants to share a croissant with this guy?
Croissants, I love croissants.
Oh yeah, I sure do love giant sausages.
Giant sausages, no way.
You know what I love to do? Is share a meal with the special people in my life. Fred, Barry, Gail, me and you.
Emmett trips.
No, wait, guys, wait up. Okay, I'll meet you there.
Oh, where did it go? Oh, there you are.
His instructions, they'd blown away.
I think I heard a whoosh.
Something moved behind him. In a demolished building, a hooded figure operates a tracking device. It displays relic found.
Hey, pal, I hate to tell you this, but I don't think you're supposed to be here. Yeah, the rules specifically state worksite closes at 6, it's a hard hat area only, that's not official safety orange. If you see anything weird, report it immediately.
Well, I guess I'm gonna have to report you.
The figure throws back the hood. It's a girl. She's pretty with pink and blue streaks in her otherwise black hair. Love-struck, Emmett stands frozen, clutching his mobile phone. She frowns at Emmett, who continues to emit a low-pitched drone. Turning away, she sighs and sprints off.
Where are you going? Miss, I didn't mean to scare you. I'm so...
Tumbling from the top of a mound of rubble, Emmett plummets down a hole. He bounces down a long and winding tunnel, rattles around a loop-de-loop, and lands painfully on a ridge. He teeters towards a room decorated with a rainbow mural.
Hey, that's not so bad.
His hard hat lands on his legs, launching him in the other direction over spiky weapons. He falls further down into the belly of the earth.
Ow!
His hard hat lands on top of him. Emmett lifts his gaze to see a strange red rectangular block lying on a heap of glowing crystals.
What is that?
Another worldly voice seems to whisper from the block.
What do I do? I don't have my instructions.
Emmett is wide-eyed.
I feel like maybe I should touch that.
He starts towards the glowing heap. He steps on a Don't Touch Strange Pieces pamphlet and reaches out to the object. As he touches it, he's overwhelmed by a flood of psychedelic images. Colored lights flash, flicker and spiral. Vitruvius appears to him with glowing eyes.
A special one with face of yellow will make the piece of resistance found from its hiding refuge underground. This master builder will thwart the craggle and save the realm.
A cat, a human hand.
Has
your turn to be the hero.
Blackness. Emmett's eyes blink slowly open.
Come on, wake up. Where are the master builders? How did you find a piece of resistance? Hey, where are
good
the others
morning,
hiding?
Apartment.
Wake up! How did you find the piece of resistance?
The piece of what?
The piece of resistance.
The cop smashes up the interview room.
I don't... Where am I? What's happening?
What's happening?
Playing dumb, Master Builder.
No, I Master Builder.
Oh, so you've never heard of the prophecy?
No, I...
Or the special...
No, no,
You're
I...
a liar!
Emmett's been handcuffed.
Look, I watch a lot of cop shows on TV. Isn't there supposed to also be a... Isn't there supposed to be a good cop?
He's both.
Oh, yes, but we are not done yet.
Hi, buddy. I'm your friendly neighborhood police officer. Would you like a glass of water?
Yeah, actually.
Too bad. Security cameras picked up this. You were found at the construction site convulsing with a strange piece.
That's disgusting.
Then why is it permanently stuck to your back?
The rectangular block is stuck to his back.
Get in the bag!
Get in the bag!
Ah! Oh, come on! It's chasing me! Look, it's not my fault. I have no idea how this thing got on my back.
Of course, buddy. I believe you.
Great.
I believe you, too. You see the quotations I'm making with my claw hands? It means I don't believe you. Why else would you show up with that thing on your back just 3 days before President Business is going to use the crackle to end the world?
President Business is going to end the world? But he's such a good guy. In Octan, they make good stuff. Music, dairy products, coffee, TV shows, surveillance systems, all history books, voting machines. Wait a minute.
Come on, you can't be this stupid.
Come on, this is a misunderstanding. I'm just a regular, normal, ordinary guy. And I'm late to meet my best friends in the whole world. And they're probably missing me right now. They're probably out looking around. Hey, where's Emmett? Hey, where's my best friend Emmett? Hey, you know what? Ask all my friends. They'll tell you.
Oh, we asked them all right.
Footage.
That guy's not a criminal mastermind.
See?
Yeah, you know, he's kind of a average, normal kind of guy.
Thank you.
But, you know, he's not like normal like us. No, he's not that special.
Wait, I'm so confused. Who are we talking about?
They show Gail a photo.
Wait, does he work with us?
Gail doesn't remember me?
Look at Randy here. He likes sausage. That's something. Gail is perky. That's something.
Harry, well, when you say Harry, I go, when you say the other guy, I go.
He goes blank. A surfer dude.
I know that guy, but I know like zippy zap about him.
We just talked earlier.
I mean, all he does is say yes to everything everybody else is doing.
You know, he's just sort of a little bit of a blank slate, I guess. That'll be $42, please.
We all have something that makes us something, and Emmett is...
The workman frowns.
Nothing.
Emmett looks heartbroken.
There you go. I told you I said nobody.
Oh, it's the perfect cover.
Cover? Cover for what?
I can't break them. Take them to the melting chamber.
What?